from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, welcome back. 803 Billboard Tough Studio. It is the Boomer and Geo program. And myself in for the guys. We'll be back next Tuesday. Nice shots from CBS Sports Network from our Memorial Day weekend show down in Belmore. We are joined in studio now by one Dylan Harper and the head coach of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Steve Feichel. Guys, how are you?
I'm good, man. Just excited to be here. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you guys in. I'll start with you, Coach. How excited are you now that we are, because the offseason's a grind, as we know. We are now just a few weeks away from getting these guys on the court for real, and only... what, I guess 2 months away from the start of the regular season?
I mean, it's unbelievable. Students are coming back on campus. We have, you know, our opener in football on Thursday, which you guys take good care of us, and Coach Chiano's going to have a great year. Our team, too. It's been an exciting summer, and looking forward to having these guys back. And, you know, guys like Dylan Harper make me a better coach. So I'm excited about the youth, and I'm excited about our veteran guys. So it's going to be a great year, and glad WFAN has jumped on with Rutgers Athletics, and we're excited.
And you know what? That's a good point to make the announcement now. I was going to wait a little bit, but since you just said that. So this year, Rutgers basketball will be on WFAN. So the new home of Rutgers basketball will be on Sports Radio 660, and also some games on 101.9 as well. So that's kind of cool. So welcome to the radio station. Very cool. Yeah, absolutely.
And good for you as well, Jerry. Congrats.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know what? We were on 2 different stations over the last 8 years, so this is kind of neat that it's going to be here, which is very cool. So that'll be fun. So when I'm, you know, getting off the plane at 3 o'clock in the morning and coming right here, yeah, same radio station hours later. So I want to start with you here now, because I watched you from above, from the radio booth, when you were probably 13 years old, after games, just, you know, milling around, watching your brother. What is it for you, knowing that this is now going to be your team? Your brother's now old and out of the picture, and now it's your turn. What is it like for you now?
I mean, it's honestly surreal, just, you know, just watching him go through the process, and now I'm going through the same process as him. He always tells me just live in a moment, just take it all in, because he said his 4 years went by very quick, so just live in the moment, just know that Coach Pike always going to have your back and the rest of the team going to have your back. So I've just been trying to stay focused.
How much did watching what your brother did with Gio and Caleb, and I mean, there's some really good teams, and you saw Jersey Mike's arena packed to the gills. How much of an impact did that have on you?
A lot, because just seeing, though, how they all were together, how Coach Pike took care of them, not even as basketball players, just like off the court, anything they needed, they could hit Coach Pike or any of the other coaches up. And just Jersey Mike got loud. Like, probably I remember when they played Senior Hall his sophomore year.
Yeah.
That game, like, that's a game, like, you go there and you recruit, you're like, yeah, I'm coming here.
That's
but just, like, games like that is always every day and night, just going to games like that is just honestly a blessing.
I got one for both of you, actually, because you bring up Seton Hall. So if I asked you right now, what would be your best memory of, like, one instance of Rutgers basketball over the last 8 years? I'll give you a choice. I think yours might be different because your brother... Oh, God, you got one.
I can't say Purdue because I wasn't there. So
you weren't at that game.
I had a scrimmage.
Wow.
Against his son.
So you missed your brother's half-court winner over the number one team in the country?
Yep,
all right, so
game.
You can't say that. All right, nope. So you're out on this. And then I'll ask you that. Because I picked two. And ironically enough, Purdue's in both of them. You could say Seton Hall storming the court in 17. Does that sound right? 2017?
Yes.
I think that's when it was. But the Ron game against Purdue at Jersey Mike's was amazing. Or the overtime game at Purdue in that March of 21, I think it was, or whatever it was.
An unbelievable game at Purdue. Shot after shot, overtime. And then they needed that game. We needed that game. It was...
That was March of 20.
Yeah, an unbelievable basketball game. As a coach, you're in the middle of it. You don't appreciate those things sometimes till after the game. But the way Ron played and Gio played and Jacob Young, I mean... It was just an unbelievable game. But the home game with Purdue, you know, like, Kim, Purdue was as good as Purdue's always been. And we were kind of finding our way in the league and just trying to figure it out. And then Ron hitting that shot with the poise and, you know, the big shots that he made for us. But a lot of great memories, and we're going to have a lot of great ones this year that,
no doubt.
You know, Dylan's going to help us make.
No. Talk to us a little bit about that. So I'm a Jersey guy, but I have friends in my life who are alumni of the school and huge fans of your program. So it's a historic recruiting class that you brought in. I know you guys aren't really technically out on the court practicing just yet, but with the influx of talent and in some cases athleticism, size, and all that, what style of team are we looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, really, it's been a really great 8 weeks leading up to this. We had the team together all summer long, and you know, when you have one of the best point guards in the country, and then Ace Bailey, one of the best wings in the country, but our veteran guys too. We got a kid Martini out of Princeton that's tough as nails, and Jeremiah Williams is one of our captains, and he's a Chicago kid, and he had a great year last year, and he's taken over some new leadership. But we have some veteran guys and the talent that the young guys have brought. And Dylan and Ace being in the gym guys, you know, has really been exciting. Lathan Somerville, like, these guys love basketball. They're in the gym. We're long. We're athletic. We got some really good talent. And, you know, you always got to stay healthy. But I'm excited about the energy that these guys bring. They give me energy. And that hasn't been the case, you know, the last couple of years. Like, these guys get me excited about coming to work every day. And, you know, we got a great staff and our alumni base. And, you know, Rutgers is at a good time. The university's exploding and doing some unbelievable things. Admissions standards are off the charts, and applications, the numbers of applicants for Rutgers University has been unbelievable. So it's a good time to be there.
Steve Peichel, Dylan Harper with us. All right, back to you now. So you and Ace coming in together. I knew you knew each other, obviously.
Yeah.
So you were Don Bosco prep.
Yes.
He's from Georgia. Where did the connection come in? Just from coming up through the ranks?
I mean, I just, you know, like, I feel like when you're like a top player in the country, I think like everyone kind of knows each other because we see each other all the time. But me and Nate's relationship started junior year. I think he was on a visit at Rutgers.
Really?
Yeah, assistant coach Brandon Knight called me. And he was like, I got Ace here. Like what are we going to do? And I was like, I'm going to commit. He committed early.
And so that was really, so that relationship was a big part of this for the two of you.
Definitely. Just know, it wasn't even, every time me and him talked, it was never about basketball. That's when I knew, like, we had something going on. Like, it was a true relationship. Like, he called me randomly, I call him randomly. We used to talk about life, school, stuff like that, just regular kid stuff.
What are you most looking forward to, would you say?
Mostly.
Like, the whole experience, I mean, because I will tell you, you're in great hands with this guy and his staff. A lot of people have asked me, like, what's so cool about being there? This will be my ninth year, as it will be with him. And I've always said, the way that him and his staff respect and treat you is a big part of it. So let's put that aside. We know he's great and his coaches are great. How about you in terms of just going to Rutgers and playing there? What are you most looking forward to?
I think most looking forward to definitely them rivalry games, like the senior hall games, but just going through the process, honestly, just the ups and downs, the highs and lows, just seeing where I'm at and seeing how can I really help the team out any way I can.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. How about you? With this recruiting class coming in, there is excitement. Like, there was a lot of excitement with Gio, Ron, and Caleb's senior year. There's no question. And Miles, for sure. But then it was the COVID year, so that took a little bit away from it, and we went through that together, as we know. What is different about this?
I mean, you can't get a ticket, first of all. I mean, the amount of people trying to, you know, get to our games now has just been unbelievable. But, you know, when you get the best player in the country and there's a New Jersey guy, and then you get a guy like Ace Bailey, and the two of them, what people don't know, two elite passers. So their teammates love him, too. Anytime you play with a guy as the elite passer, your teammates are excited about you, too. There's been just a great energy. They're great energy, you know, kids. You know, the university is at a great time. The Big Ten is expanded. We've added four unbelievable teams, UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington. You know, there's just a ton of excitement. I kept my staff intact, you know, and that's another great thing. And, you know, we just have a nice blend of youth and veteran guys. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, the challenges that are ahead and these guys tackling them.
And Jay Young back.
Got Coach Young back.
What does that do for you?
You know, Coach Young is a character, first and foremost, but one great basketball mind. He's a guy that I've worked with closely for a long time. And whenever you get a veteran guy that's been through a lot of things, and he's really a big man coach. So we added another piece there, helping Emmanuel Ogbol, and it's going to help our big guys really develop. But, you know, Brandon Knight coming back, too, had opportunities to leave, and T.J. Thompson, and Marlon Smoke, you know, our assistant coaches, have done an awesome job. And you know, they create a great environment for these guys. I want these guys to have fun, too. Mm-hmm. Rutgers is a good time of their life. Get to the football game on Thursday. Enjoy the journey.
You know. Dylan, Coach talked about already, you mentioned, you know, not being able to get a ticket. You've had a front row view for some of it, obviously, through your brother's time there. Even though you guys haven't tipped off yet, has it set in sort of the anticipation, the expectations for you, for Ace, for this class, and all the excitement that surrounds it?
I mean, I won't really know until like I'm actually on the court and that ball go up against Wagner first game. But, you know, just I know how loud it gets. I don't know how loud it gets while I'm on the court, but when you're in the crowd, it gets loud. It gets loud. Like, the floor starts shaking. It's a crazy environment, but, you know, I think me and my teammates are ready for whatever comes to us. I think the expectations, you know, we look at them, but at the end of the day, we're just here to get better and win.
Take us through a moment that neither one of us will ever experience, and that's when you've been there and you're still in the middle of the recruiting process. Those fans are pretty good, and the students know what's going on, and they start chanting your name. Yeah. That's kind of neat.
The first time it happened was my sophomore year, Ron's senior year at senior day, and I'm on the court, and I'm not expecting it at all.
Right.
And I'm, like, hearing it from the back, and I'm like, who is... Is that my name? And then I see my dad pull his phone down and start recording. I'm like, Dad, we're in the middle of the court. What are we doing right now? But it was crazy. And then just every Rutgers event I went to, it was we want Dylan Harper. It wouldn't even be a Rutgers event. It'd be like I go to like a New York Knicks game and like fans come up to me saying it. So just seeing the love that they had for me even before I was committed was great.
I will tell you that the Rutgers fans, I mean, some of those games at the Garden, I mean, they show up and they are loud. And that's why Jersey Mike's Arena is so much fun to be at, too.
No doubt. Those voices were mine. Dylan,
so everybody Steve Feichel, Dylan Harper with us. Rutgers basketball on the fan this year, so that's kind of cool. What would you say, if your brother has given you any advice going into this, having been through the gauntlet of the Big Ten, and I know it's different now this year with Oregon and Washington and UCLA, it's a little different. It's changing. What has he told you about these visiting arenas and what you're going to see?
It's a grind. You got to grind games out. No game is going to ever be easy. Every game is a dogfight, a battle. It's just, honestly, he said, just even like when you guys are down, just always keep a good mindset, positive mindset, because, you know, there's always light at the tunnel. So he honestly said, just like, be yourself in any environment. Be yourself.
How about, because obviously you're nationally ranked. We know that. Yeah. You, I imagine, have played in some tough spots and tough places in high school. Have you heard it from the fans? Like, you know you're going to hear it now at this next level?
Yeah, I've heard it a lot.
So you're ready for what you're going to get.
New Jersey high school basketball, it's nothing like little rivalry games against, like, Bergen Catholic, stuff like that. It's nothing like it.
That's good, because I will tell you, some of these places...
I know, it gets bad.
Oh, my God.
I listen to it, Ron. Like, you can hear it on TV, stuff like that. Like, so, like, yeah.
I'm going
to
give you a quick story. So Chris Corso, who we're familiar with Chris now, SID for the basketball program. We're in Illinois. Chris, I'm sorry, I got to tell the story. It's hilarious. So we're at Illinois, and where we sit at Illinois is right by the bench, and he's right next to me, maybe behind me one spot. So pregame warm-ups, he's got his laptop out, and this is what we're talking about. He folds his laptop down, but not all the way down, because he's not turning it off. When he comes back, he looks and opens his laptop, and he notices he's tweeting a whole bunch of pro-Illinois things. The problem was it wasn't him. It was the Illinois students that crept up when he walked away. They saw the Twitter was open, and they started writing, "Go Illini," "Boo Rutgers," all sorts of things. These are the things that you will see and hear, and I'm telling you, it is wild. Wild, wild, wild.
We do that in the newsroom out here sometimes.
Sometimes.
If you leave the Twitter open or the X, whatever you want to call it. But that's a little, that's like next level. By the way, so he's been, Dylan's been to a lot of these games, obviously.
Yep.
Any chance he saw your jockey head in the stands when that went down? I'm curious if he's aware of that. We can maybe bring that back this season for him to enjoy.
Yeah, he doesn't know. So, so years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was a long time
How
ago.
How long? Less than
and
5
might,
years,
Coach,
no?
You might not even be aware of this either. Years ago, for I don't know why, Halloween, the guys here, we put some weird costumes on. One was I put a jockey hat on and the glasses.
It was like a full outfit, wasn't it?
Yes.
You had the top on, too?
And, Steven, are you there at CBS? Are you there today?
Hey, Joe Sandra, I got Andrew, you, though.
Can
coming.
You find that photo so
it's
Dylan
coming.
Can see
yeah,
it?
It's coming.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, I put you on the spot.
I don't know.
There you
who,
go.
There you
there
go.
You.
So that's my jockey head. That has made an appearance at Jersey Mike's Arena numerous times.
Just randomly in the crowd.
And there was one game where we were on Big Ten Network where whoever was shooting free throws, someone got it in the front row.
Yeah.
And it's pretty visible. So if you see that, don't get shaken.
I've never
by
seen that.
That
before, actually.
Yeah.
I love
I'm glad
that
I was able to make him aware of that.
Yeah, really do appreciate it. Thank you. How about this team? So I know we talk about UNH, but let's talk about this team for a second because it's more than you two, obviously. Yeah. You got some good veterans in there. A lot of work this summer. What do you think so far?
I mean, the three people coming back, I think, couldn't ask for any three better people to come back. You got Jamichael Davis, great point guard, great leader. I think he sets the tone on offense and defense. Then you got my man Big E. You know, he got a lot better since last year.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, athletic, set screens, rebound, blocks. Does everything you ask him to do. And then Coach said Jeremiah, strong, toughness, tough as nails. I think he's overall like, I don't want to say it, but he's like the dad of the team. Like he orchestrates everything. Like he's really the old head.
Well, it's good having a mature presence
he's really
on the court too.
Like, he makes sure we're all right. Like no matter what, like if we ever need anything, just hit him up. He's just he's like the fuel to us, and then we just follow him honestly. And then great transfers, Zach Martini, Princeton shooter. Yeah, last year was. Against Rutgers.
I remember that game. That game at Trenton was.
Yeah.
And I remember you telling me before the game, like, these kids can shoot. Like, this is not, it's going to be a tough night. And that kid did, and now you got him.
Him, and then we got PJ Hayes from San Diego, lights out shooter. I don't think he misses during practice.
Mm.
There'd be days, like, he doesn't miss at all. Run off, like, 9 in a row. You're like,
nice.
Like, score go from, like, 5-4 to, like, 14-5.
So and you can flip a game real quick.
Flip a game real quick. And then we got Jordan Durkak from Merrimack, player of the year. He's tough as nails, too. Plays defense. He's great. He does everything you need him to do. A great passer, too. And then we got Tyson Acuff. He just scored a bucket. I mean, he was hurt, broke his foot, but, it's hard to average 21 in college basketball anywhere you're at. And you see he did at Eastern Michigan, so he's just going to bring that fire with us. And then the freshmen, me, Ace, we got Lathan, big dude. I played against Lathan, like, junior year, and I didn't know he was Commander Rutgers at the time. And I'm like, who is this? Now, I looked up, he was committed to Rutgers. I was like, okay, like, we got something going on here. So him, and then you got Bryce Dorr from Massachusetts. Yep. Dog, he offensive rebound, plays defense. He just, he helps the team out any way he can. And then Dylan Grant, Swiss Army knife, he does everything. He shoot the ball, guards the best player. Mm-hmm. He's just, long, lanky, like 6'8", 6'9". He's just tough as nails, too.
Would you say, Coach, this is your most balanced roster going into a season?
But he named every player.
Well, it's funny because
I was thinking that. That's
so
impressive.
I was going to tell him, you better not have missed one because you're going to insult them. But he got them all.
True, yeah.
He got them all.
Really unbelievable. But this has been a group. First of all, our size is, noticeable at every position. But they're all good passers. And I think that's a big part of it. But they're real competitive. And they come from great families.
Yep.
The Harper family and Aces family. These are just good people. And they got a work ethic about them, all of them. Zach Martini comes to work every day. PJ Hayes, they come to work. Jordan, they work. And Tyson Acuff broke his foot, but he's back now. He's actually getting, in a walking boot here soon, and he'll be cleared, very shortly. So, better days ahead, for him. But, it's just been a good group and a lot of fun. And they are in the gym, which I love. Jerry, we talk about it all the time. Like, if you put the time in, you'll get rewarded. And over this group is one of those working groups.
You mentioned the size, but when you came in, this gentleman to my right over here, you said he's still growing. Like, I looked him up. He's listed at 6'6". You tell me he's growing multiple inches this summer.
I tell you what, he towers over his brother. So, wow. You know, he's a really big guard. And we had, when Ron was there and Gio, we had good size at the guard spot. You know, Paul Mulcahy and Caleb McConnell. You know, to get back to big guards and, you know, big wings is, you know, I think a big part of helping us defensively and, you know, rebounding wise. So I really like that we've gotten back to that. And Big Emmanuel has, you know, he's 290 and he's huge.
Yeah.
And he's getting better and better, athletic, you know, so the center spot is in a good place. But, you know, just it's fun. It's fun playing and coaching guys that want to be in the gym and that share the ball and that do the right things off the court, too. So proud of them.
Not to make it just about Dylan and Ace, but because there's such a focus on them, because it's, you know, the ranking for them as recruits and it being a historic class. And talk about the size, the ability, the athleticism, because of what these guys and some of the others are bringing to the table. Will it change maybe your identity?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
At all, the way, the style in which you guys are going to play, you know, more up-tempo, more offensive, what do you anticipate
there? Yeah, I mean, I really think, you know, we got better offensive players, so that helps your offense right away. We did a great job in the portal trying to recruit guys that could shoot the ball, make free throws, and I think, you know, what Dylan and Ace bring along with Jeremiah and those guys is, you know, ability to finish around the rim, which we weren't great at in the past few years. These guys finish in kind of exciting finishes. You know, so we're going to be very different. The floor is going to be spread a lot more when you can shoot the ball. But we also have downhill guys and, you know, Dylan shoots the ball, Ace shoots the ball, but they're downhill guys too. They can get to the rim and make plays for other people. So I'm excited about the different things that I can do, you know, with this group. And we got good depth. So I think that's always important, too. As the year goes on, you know, injuries and you get different things that come up during the course of the season. And you need that extra depth, you know, especially in a league like ours.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dylan, from some people I've talked to that kind of know you, they say incredibly grounded, mature. We're none of us are stupid here. We know what's ahead for you. How do you stay grounded, though, in the moment, knowing that that'll take care of itself? Right now is the most important time.
I think it was something my mom always preached to me. I think as I started like going up and up, just she said, and my AU coach, they're like, everything you got now can be taken away so quickly. So just having that in the back of my mind every day, just going to the gym 2-3 times a day, knowing that if I don't work as hard as I've been working or even harder, you know, people going to catch up eventually. But just keep my head down and just knowing that if I work hard, just and I do what I have to do, and everything will take care of itself.
So you're really at like a one day at a time, just get your work in, and everything takes care of itself.
Yeah, one day at a time, because, you know, you can't you can predict the future, but you can't, like, make the future right now. So, I mean, just trying one day at a time, one practice at a time, one sprint at a time, one shot at a time. Just keep moving forward with whatever happens.
That said, and I know you like to practice, but how much are you looking forward to when it real? And I wouldn't even say when it starts to count, but even when you get some of those like unofficial scrimmages, just to see another team and other bodies.
I mean, it feels great because, you know, you and your team has been working hard against each other all summer, competing, you know, a little bit of trash talk here and there. And now you guys get to play together and play against some other great group of guys. So just, I think for us, we're just very excited to get this thing rolling.
Couple more minutes, Dylan Harper and Steve Pikel. Let me ask you, and I know not to get into a conversation about the portal and all that boring stuff, but just in your time, so this is year nine we're going into, how much this game has changed in terms of whether it's recruiting, coaching, the kids, the games, the building. When you started there at Rutgers, I mean, I remember you'd be out in the parking lot trying to get people to come in. Now, there's literally, I mean, the season sold out with just some limited single game tickets available. I think it's scarletknights.com if you want to check it out. But just how much it's changed for you in the last 8+ years now.
I mean, it's been a journey, but the university's awesome, and the university's on a journey, too. We're getting better and better in all our rankings, and the school is top 15 public university now in the country. But it's the same thing with our basketball program. It's grown, but college athletics now has, you know, changed some different obstacles, and it started with COVID, and then it started with the extra years of eligibility, which changed things. Then, you know, the great part is the advantage is now name, image, and likeness. They can, you know, take opportunities that they couldn't take, you know, in the years past. So that's been a positive thing. But the freedom of movement and the free agency, you know, certainly put challenges, you know, in athletics. But you still want to recruit great kids that want to be at Rutgers from great families. And we try to stay focused, you know, on those kind of things while we're trying to make their lives better as student athletes.
You say that a lot, too. And I know them going to class is a big deal for you. They got to get good grades and you want kids from good families. Why does that make a difference?
Well, I tell you, that's a shout out to Randy Larson, who does an unbelievable job with us. But every player has graduated since I've been there in 9 years. And I couldn't be more proud. Some have had to come back after they started their pro careers and finish. We had a Kwasi Yeboah back the other day who's finishing his grad degree now, a couple years after his eligibility is done. So, you know, you still want that degree in your pocket and you still want to preach those things. You know, come to Rutgers. It's a great university. You're going to play in front of a passionate fan base. People are going to enjoy your career. And we develop guys. Guys get better and they graduate. And I think if we can continue with that core, you know, will continue to be a really good program.
So you're almost at Rutgers now, as long as your head coaching run at Stony Brook was coming up, right? About a decade at Stony Brook, you're almost there. So when you take one of these jobs, obviously it's a big undertaking. I'm sure you have expectations the way you want things to go. So as you're entering year nine, what are some things that have caught you off guard, by surprise, things you didn't expect, not necessarily negative, but just that you couldn't have foreseen when you first took the job?
Well, you know, the power of the league, you know, going on the road, it's, you know, everyone talks about their league is the best league in the country. You know, we've led the nation in fan attendance, the Big Ten, for 46 straight years. So when you're talking about going to Purdue, sold out. When you're talking about going to Wisconsin, sold out. I mean, this is every night. Iowa, it's going to be sold out. Michigan State, it's going to be sold out. So I was really, you know, I had to really, Indiana sold out. I had to really learn, like, on the road in this league is different than any other league. Yeah. You know, the fan bases are passionate. But I also learned the power of Rutgers Nation. I mean, we have one of the fourth largest alumni base in the country. These people are passionate about Rutgers football, Rutgers basketball. And now we're giving them a product to be proud of. On all our soccer teams are good, men's and women's, our field hockey team. Meredith does an unbelievable job in field hockey. Our women's basketball coach and the tradition and the women's program that we've had. You know, just a lot of great things. And so the power of Rutgers and, you know, the power of the league has really been something that, you know, wow.
No doubt. Just a couple more real quick, because you talk about surprises. How surprised were you about Pat Hobbs last week? Did that come out of left field for you?
You know, Pat's done some unbelievable things for Rutgers athletics and you know, building new buildings and a lot of great things. But I will tell you, you know, your health is always so important. And, you know, Pat needs to get his health back in track. And, you know, just thankful for our time together and all the good things that he did. But, you know, it's time for him to think about himself.
No doubt. All right, a couple more for you, Dylan, and then we'll wrap this up. So you're going into the Big Ten. He just talked about it. These venues are tough to play at. I know. Were you on any trips or mostly at home? So you haven't even experienced them. What would you say from watching from afar would be your most anticipated venue to go into? And what do you think will be the most difficult to play in?
Anticipated?
Yeah.
Indiana.
Everybody says Indiana.
It's going to be Indiana, I think. Just know the crowd, how hostile it is. So probably Indiana, Michigan State. That would be a good one. And I don't know. That place is going to be a zoo.
They're all difficult. Yeah. They're all difficult.
It's going to be a zoo regardless. But I think Indiana probably got the tablet. It's probably a tablet.
Yes. I don't know if that's the Bobby Knight thing, but it seems like everyone always picks Indiana. Not my favorite, but I can certainly understand why.
Yeah.
What, and I don't need to keep bringing up your brother, but since he went through it, what would you say he told you will be the most difficult place to play?
Like I just said,
Indiana.
He's like Indiana. He said Illinois is hard to win at.
Yeah.
Michigan State gets loud in Purdue. He said Purdue gets loud.
Purdue gets very loud because it's right on top of you. What about you mentioned Michigan State, the fact that I know Coach has great respect for him too, like playing against a Tom Izzo team, that's got to be kind of cool too.
It is. Just know, growing up, you always see teams like that on YouTube, on TV, just March Madness, stuff like that. So just getting a chance to play against them and to see what it's like to play against a team like that would be really fun.
All right, you're 18. Favorite streaming service?
Streaming service.
Are you going to say YouTube? You don't watch cable, right?
Nah.
Cable.
YouTube has everything. It's just like everything.
YouTube dominates my house. I have a 14-year-old and a 19-year-old. It's all YouTube.
I don't really watch TV a lot, but when I do, I probably put some YouTube.
You know what's on YouTube? A lot of Dylan Harper highlights. And I'm looking forward to them.
I watch those a little bit.
I'm sure you do. And I'm looking forward to them in a Rutgers jersey coming up this season. Guys, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Rutgers basketball this season on WFAN, so that'll be cool for them and me as well. Good luck, and we will talk to you very soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Looking Dylan Harper, Steve Peichel on The Fan. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Pat Boyle in, and then we'll get your calls coming up at the end of the hour, 888-808-1019. CeeLo and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, 836. Nice to have you with us. This is the Boomer and Geo program coming to you live in the Built Ford Tough Studio. We turn things over to Pat Boyle.
What do you got, Pat?
Pat, you're up.
Sorry, we got to you a little early this
hour. Your time to shine, Pat. Go. 3, 2, 1.
Where?
Scones, you want to take? Oh, there he is.
Oh, there's Pat Boyle.
Jerry, did you know, do you know that song we played coming
back?
That
was No Doubt.
Very good, that boy.
Yes, that was No Doubt and Gwen Stefani.
Talk about, can't believe how up there in age people are getting.
That's not the song, though. He didn't answer the question.
Is that not Spiderweb?
No.
That was.
I meant more so the band. But
that gotcha.
What was the name of that song?
Just a Girl.
Just a Girl.
She looks phenomenal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she's another one where we were mentioning Brooke Burke yesterday, watching her on E! Back in 99, 2000. And she's doing these commercials for Skechers, and she's 52. She doesn't look like she's aged in 20 years. I would say the same for Gwen Stefani.
She will be 55
Gwen Stefani
in October.
Will be 55?
Yeah. How about that?
And she still looks great. So.
Yes, she does.
What?
Excuse me?
I said wood.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I got different cans on. Hold on.
Speaking of which.
Wood and different cans. All right.
Wow.
Nice of you to join us this hour.
Whose cans are these?
I gave them for Dylan Harper. You plug in your own stuff.
Nice cans.
We only have a few minutes, so give us some nuts and bolts.
Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also sponsored by Flag and Anthem. Real clothes for real life. Nice bow on another Yankees win last night.
La Sosa delivers, and it is lined into right and deep. Back at the wall, the right fielder. Adios, amigo. Smooth jazz into the bullpen and right.
Ricky Ricardo.
I love the smooth jazz from Ricky.
That's good.
And his voice is perfect for it. So.
The beginning of that call, too, the pitcher, La Sosa.
Yeah, he's giving me a little flair. I like it.
I like how he avoids the possible name slip-up altogether with going with the smooth jazz.
He doesn't have
very
to say
smart,
Jazz Chisholm.
Yep. Jazz Chisholm. Solo shot in the eighth inning. Yankees beat the Nationals 5-2, moved to a two-game lead in the AL East over the Orioles, with Baltimore being idle last night. Here's Jazz's stats as a Yankee. They're showing that right now on CBS Sportsnet as well.
Nice.
18 games, .292 average, .982 OPS, 8 home runs, 13 RBIs, 5 stolen bases, and 14 runs scored.
He's been great.
Tremendous producing, by the way.
It's like they knew you were going to say it.
I literally had all those stats written out here on my screen.
And they got them.
Nicely produced.
And they got them all. That's pretty
well done, Andrew. Yes.
Pretty good.
Here's the problem. I was talking up his defense at third yesterday.
I know. But you were right yesterday.
He butchered a couple of plays on Sunday as
I know.
But he's really kind of gone there and looked like a third baseman.
Yeah. I liked was it the Saturday game? The Will Warren game. They were losing like 9-2 was the ninth inning. And he made like a diving play and a pick on a high hop down the line, got up and threw a missile over to first on the one hop. So
he's
just going to be some growing
pains.
He's
afforded a couple of errors with the offense he's bringing to the table.
Well, and also transitioning to a position he hadn't played in the big leagues until he came to the Yankees.
Yeah.
All true.
No else is pretty good. Aaron Judge. 1-for-4 with a single and a walk at the plate last night, but 2 web gems, leaping catch at the track in the second inning, and then in the fourth, the unreal leaping grab to rob a home run from Andres Chaparro, and then just so nonchalantly throws a rope right back to Glaber, who then doubled up James Wood at first. And that single in the ninth, his 1,000th career hit. Nestor Cortez, great on the mound for a third straight start. Defense certainly helped him out, but 6 2/3 with just a solo home run given up in the seventh. He got out of that jam we've been talking about in the sixth inning, which became a bases loaded jam. Did that with 3 strikeouts.
You know, not for nothing. So when we were talking last hour about Aaron Judge sprinting, jogging, whatever on that ball that could have been a double potentially, mm-hmm. even though he said he hit it really hard, watching the replay back, he almost looks like he's limping and then wincing around first base.
Let's hope not, Jerry.
I'm hoping that's the case, too, and nothing came out. I'm just telling you, watching that replay again, watch this. So CBS Sports Network has it.
That's the
if they have
shot.
Him coming around, this might not be the... it's not the shot. It's the shot where he's... Where he's
coming out
running,
of this
maybe
one
this
here.
Is it. Yes.
Coming out of the box.
So watch him. He almost looks like he's limping. Okay.
Or not. I don't see what you're seeing.
You didn't
but,
see it.
Okay.
You have to
Did
see
they
what
finish
I
the
just
encore
saw.
On?
That's
on,
where I saw it.
Yeah.
So let's hope it's nothing. I'm assuming it's nothing. He certainly spoke like it was nothing. I'm just saying what I just saw didn't look so great. That's all.
Might be on something here, Jerry.
No, I hope not.
The diving, not the diving, the leaping catch up against the wall didn't look on the double play. Didn't really look like he banged anything.
No, and
up
he
there.
Played the rest of the game. That
Again,
was in the fourth.
Not speculating. I'm just saying what I saw. That's all.
All right. Something to keep in mind.
That's it.
By the way, Nestor's ERA in July.
Oh, here you go. That's the one. I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, he's got a hitch in his giddy up.
Hitch in the giddy up. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, he winces when he hits first base.
And nobody asked him about that after the game?
I don't know.
They were probably focused on the 1,000th hit.
I was asleep. I was like half awake in the ninth when he hit that. So I said last hour.
I mean, the last three hours and 40 minutes since you've been here.
What? Jerry means, what are you doing in between updates?
I'm not saying.
Oh, writing the next ones? Looking
That's
to
what
see
I do.
Who's getting cut by the Giants?
Jerry's really, really good at going through big chunks of audio during the show.
You go, like, watch the, like, no. All right.
Yeah, I don't know how you superpower how
because he doesn't script.
No, it's not.
He's brilliant that way.
There is no script.
Yeah, he just has.
You don't have a script.
He has like a template of information.
I spend all my time editing and watching press conferences. Yeah. That's how I get all the sound.
So you don't. Well, you're doing your update. It's just like you're like Rain Man off the top of your head.
It's the audio. I have the audio lined up,
and he vamps the rest pretty much. Yeah.
But it's the only way I can get all the audio in. It's like I got to pick one or the other. Oh, stop!
I'm in the presence.
Stop. Pat, I've been filling in for him for a while now. I still need to have some semblance of a script. Sometimes if I'm out of time, I got to shorthand it a little bit.
I write out too much. Remember when Gio made fun of me? Was that 2 years ago?
They made fun of me all the time for
writing out my open. Like Summers-esque.
Yeah, people have done that. People pad. Do that.
A lot of people
You're talking for
do that.
Show hosting.
Yeah.
No, but they'd make fun. Jared, they'd lean
In the
over.
Beginning, I was.
At one time, they made fun of me because I wrote, like, moving on in the script.
He did.
Moving on to the next topic.
Moving right along, yeah.
Nestor's ERA in July was 6.93. In August, it's 2.89. All right.
We got about a minute, so
I was gonna say,
all right,
really
quickly. Stuff.
I want to, I don't know.
Go ahead, just go.
I'll save the good stuff for next hour.
Tack McKinley? Can't wait.
No. It is NFL roster cutdown day. Surprising one out of the gate for the Giants. They cut the German fullback and hybrid tight end Jakob Johnson, spelled like Jacob, Jakob Johnson. Mm. A lot of the beat writers thought perhaps tight end Daniel Bellinger might be a cut, especially with how much hype rookie tight end Theo Johnson's been getting. And Jakob Johnson's been really good with the run blocking scheme they've
Maybe
been using.
Maybe they get Jakob to the practice squad.
Well, yeah,
slip him through waivers there.
Yeah, I'd be back on the practice squad.
Yes.
They just signed it, by the way, 2 weeks ago. $1.1 million contract. So, kind of very surprising. Maybe it's not permanent. Maybe they be flexible. Maybe they can rework his contract somehow, or they just add him to the practice squad.
They figure these things out. By the way, as you were sprinting in here because we were calling for you, there's a couple reports Isaiah Hodgins has been waived as well.
No way.
Yeah.
When did that happen? Like literally
just a couple minutes ago, right as we were calling you in here.
Okay.
So
that's a surprising
We're not knocking you for not having it. That's fresh off the presses, as they say.
That's a surprising
Maybe that means Allen Robinson makes the team. I don't know. We'll find out.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you in a little while.
I will say
more stuff next hour.
Yes, for next hour.
Sounds good.
Something from the Yankees broadcast on Sunday.
Oh, fun.
Ooh, TV or radio.
radio.
All right, then.
Looking forward to
that
it.
I've been directed to give to you.
All right, Pat Boyle's got it coming up in about 40 minutes or so. CeeLo and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go away.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, it is 10 in front. It is CeeLo and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, Built Ford Tough Studio. Two things off the beaten path.
I love going off the beaten path.
Yeah, they're not good things, though. Oh. I mean, I don't think they're good things. Well, the one cool thing is the fact that Rutgers is going to be on The Fan. That is kind of neat.
Yeah.
I have to admit, that is very cool.
Come a long way since being on the internet, Jerry, and I only say that because I know Boomer ticked you off of whatever it was last week.
you came running
into the studio.
No. What ticked me off was, once again, when you tell the story incorrectly.
You started
it. He's not wrong that we were on the internet. Right. We absolutely were. But when you say that I started on the internet, that would be incorrect.
Incorrect.
We started on the radio for 3 years.
Yes.
When David Stern then did a symposium about the future of radio and streaming, the people at Columbia came back and said, we're doing that. And you know what? A lot of schools have done that now.
Yeah.
And now there's NBA teams now that do that. What is the
streaming only?
Streaming only, yeah. Mm. I think the Oakland A's are off radio. They stream only as well.
I don't know that you want to use them as an example.
No, but the point is, like, a lot of teams are moving in that direction, especially in smaller markets, which makes sense, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So that's what got me. No, the two stories that were off the beaten path, though, were, do you remember Greg Swindell, former Major League Baseball pitcher?
Sounds familiar.
Brutal story involving his daughter, which is beyond scary.
This is okay. I saw the headline.
Saw this,
I pulled
it
now. I saw the headline, and I did not. I kind of breezed past it, but go right ahead.
So they posted that his daughter and her boyfriend have been missing since going out in Austin. I believe it was on Thursday night. And their phone has been turned off. Both phones have been off since Friday. Now, supposedly, again, I'm just from the story I read, according to the story, he is asking for help in finding her because I guess the boyfriend had been accused of some domestic violence stuff.
Oh, boy.
And again, in the story, I guess her vehicle was seen in Colorado. But everything is turned off and they can't find them.
Her vehicle was seen at...
Supposedly, her vehicle was seen somewhere in Colorado somewhere.
After Thursday.
Hmm. And you want to talk about we're both parents, and I know she's not 8 years old. Doesn't matter. If you're a parent, that's your kid.
Parent's a parent, yeah.
That is a brutal scenario. There's nothing to say.
No,
it was one of those things that just caught my eye, and I said, holy crap, that is awful.
He's been accused of domestic violence, but they were still together?
He said he was quoted as saying he has been violent with her in the past.
He admitted to it. The dad said that. Okay, I got it.
I don't know what he admitted to or didn't, but supposedly he had been violent with her in the past, and he's worried about her safety.
They went to Austin together, oh boy.
Right, my first thought was, Texas, oh God, did something happen... Who knows, across the border,
right.
You know, you don't know. But then you read on, and he's more concerned that it was something between the two of them. I don't know, a terrible story. And that leads into another bad story, which is becoming more... I guess the question I would have for you is this because of social media that we know it now. Have you seen all the videos of fights at NFL stadiums this preseason?
I have. I mean, I feel like it happens in stadiums and arenas regularly now, not just exclusive to the preseason, but I guess because the NFL's back and these... There's not a lot of on-field stuff to take out of these preseason games. This is what we're,
but why
what we're
would
getting
you,
a lot of.
What I don't understand is why would you get into it with another fan of a team at a useless preseason game?
Alcohol.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, that's in most cases when you watch these videos, that seems to be what it's centered around. Now, that's not to suggest all of a sudden people are drinking more at games than they once did, but when you combine it with the social media aspect.
We see it more.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing that really makes a ton of sense. I mean, look, certainly the price of alcohol at these games is not getting any cheaper. So, it's not like I'd be surprised if people are paying, they're consuming more, they're shelling out more money for it than they once did. That doesn't seem to.
Well, they give you a 16-ounce can, CeeLo.
I mean, come on. So, alcohol, social media, I think just overall anger.
So it's funny.
Divisiveness, people have strong takes on things and they're more confrontational maybe than they once were.
funny you bring up the alcohol, because in the latest video, it happened at the Broncos game.
Yeah, I saw this.
And the guy held on to his beer.
He got hit like five times and knocked to the ground.
Yes.
Now, it was a can, not an open
cup. Well, whatever.
Cup, but
he
yeah.
made sure he held on to that beer.
He took a... Was it Raiders? Chargers?
There's always
the guy was getting hit over the head with a chair like it was a WWE event.
I know. And there was another one, I think, at a Cardinals game where the girlfriend is trying to get him to... It looked like he was mocking the guy in front of him, and the girlfriend is telling him to knock it off, and then he gets cold cocked right in the face, and like, he's out.
I don't know. I never saw the upside of it. Never got into it with someone at a sporting event. The crazy ones were, sometimes it's fans from the same team.
It could be.
What are we doing?
What is your limit for paying for a beer? Like, what's the price where you're like, I'm not doing that? Because I think...
What's my limit?
Aren't they like $15 now?
Probably, yeah.
For a can?
I'd probably pay... I'd probably pay for one if I really wanted a beer, or I was with someone that wanted a beer. But I don't need to... Like, if I'm going to a game, I want to watch the game and consume it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be hammered. I was just
wondering. No, I know, but like, to me, what's the upside of going beyond the one? Like, I have the one, settle in the nerves. If I go beyond, I'm going to run to the bathroom. I'm a lightweight because I've worked nights and weekends since I was 21, so I don't drink a ton. So I'm going to start to feel the buzz, and I'm going to not be locked in on the game. Like, there's no appeal for me. I'm getting to be like Al. One or two, that's about
and
it that's for me.
The question is, how many have you had prior? If I had some, and then I'm at the game,
pre-game,
right?
Sure.
And then I'm going, you know what? I'm buying as many as I want because I'm already in it. You know what I mean? I'm in the mix.
I love
that's
going to
be on you, right?
I haven't tailgated for an event, and I can't even remember how long. I haven't been to a football game on a ticket. Jets or Giants?
Probably forever, right? Why would you? You've always been there with the press pass.
Yeah, and then since I stopped covering the Jets, I do the Sunday show on Sirius, their Red Zone show, pretty much.
We did do last season. Kim and I went to We went to the Rutgers Virginia Tech game, which was a Saturday afternoon with our friends EJ and Chrissy, and we tailgated for about 3 hours, and it was fine.
I hear the Rutgers tailgates are great.
The Rutgers tailgate's a blast.
My family friends who gave me some of the questions for Coach Peikel, big tailgating family.
Yeah, a lot of tailgate, and it starts early there, too.
Oh,
which is like it in any football game. All right, when we come back, reset things for you. 888-808-1019, the number to get in. It is CeeLo and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.